This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're at Sherrard Grade School this afternoon as day one of the annual Sherrard Basketball Summer Park Tour got underway. Looked like Coach Alex Johnson, you had a great group of kids, looked like 40 or more kind of getting out and playing basketball here on the first day of June. So just talk to me first about the turnout and how positive that seemed.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable day. We have great weather and we had a lot of kids that came out to hoop. We had several boys from second grade all the way up to our varsity kids helping, and we had several girls come today too, which isn't something that we typically get. We get a few, but you know, we had definitely had the most turnout from our girls players as well, which we want. So you know, all it is it's a quick hour. We want to get kids outside, we want kids to enjoy the fresh air and then play a little hoops, and so we accomplished that today, and it was a good day for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's been a number of years you've done this now, and I feel like every year you kind of have seen it grow. Just kind of what do you attribute that to? I know you've had some really kind of successful seasons at the varsity level, but I think this is kind of outside of that too. Maybe there's a part of that that carries over. But how have you been able to really kind of grow this specific kind of really unique thing that you do?
The connections from our older kids to the younger kids, because I think this is probably our fourth year of doing it. And so the kids that are now leading this were the kids that were once participating in it. And they when you watch them out there, they do a tremendous job. You know, I'm here, I get it open, I organize, but then they're doing most of the work. And they're proactive, they're friendly, they're slapping hands. And that is something that we really try to get our players to do. We want to make sure that we are treating everybody well, whether they're third graders, fourth graders, all the way up to their teammates. That is a staple of our program, that we just want to make sure that we're treating everybody well. And I think that is why this leads to a really positive thing.
And too, with that, I know, of course, there's a lot of like parents who are here either watching their kids kind of play through this, you know, outdoor camp, or just come to pick them up at the end of it. But you get to see, like you said, kind of interaction with your high school kids and then the youth kids in the district. So how important is it, you know, for you to do something like this where you get to go to Sherrard and Matherville and Viola and kind of go around the school district and take the program kind of on the road, I guess you could say?
Well, I think what we've done a nice job of the last several years of just being able to perform at a level where our basketball program brings a lot of pride to our community. And it's not necessarily about wins or not, but it's just about the way that they compete and how they handle themselves. And, you know, we really, when we look at Sherrard basketball, we do think that, you know, we do preach to our guys that it's not just about you. You are playing for your community. And that's a really big deal. And that's only something that you only do for a short time in your life, and that you have to make the most of it. When they go to the gas station and when they go out to the different restaurants and things like that, people are going to come up to them and talk about Sherrard basketball. But if they want that type of recognition, they want that type of support, you have to give back. And it would be easy just to say, hey, let's go to the high school and you guys meet out at the high school. But let's meet people where they are at. Let's make it as easy as possible for them to come out and participate. And so that's why we go to the different communities. We try to get them out there. And plus, let's get outside. I mean, kids need to be outside more, and that's about it too. But you know, getting this to grow, getting this program to develop, that it's what it's about, that our players need to have this type of mindset, that it's about our community, and they do a great job about that.
Something I was going to talk about too, the thing I loved when I got here is like you don't see kids playing basketball wearing sunglasses very often, but there were a handful of kids that, you know, are looking right into the sun at the one basket they're shooting at. It's obviously kind of a different atmosphere playing outside than traditionally. I know nowadays kids, like, it feels like they only get to play in gyms really, no matter what level they're playing at. So just what does that experience from you at least add to it, getting the kids to play basketball outside?
Well, I think every sport, right, that we talk about youth culture and how it has developed, and it's not necessarily coming from a bad place, but parents are heavily involved all the time. Now, obviously, I'm a parent. I am organizing this, but it is, I try to stand back, let my kids, my players do a lot of the coaching interaction because, you know, if they're going to really develop a love for basketball, it has to happen organically. Now, some kids have it naturally, and their parents see that, and so they try to make the most out of it. Other kids are testing things out, but they have to decide for themselves if this is what they really want. The only way they're going to do that is if, you know, they're going to commit to going outside, to shooting, to getting better and things like that. I mean, the idea of falling and scraping up your knee, scraping up your elbow, of having sweat come down because you're so hot or whatever it may be, that's a part of it. And hopefully, because we don't do it enough, hopefully that some kids, and probably not very many, but hopefully some kids come to this, they do it for a little bit, and yeah, they're going to go out a couple times this summer, whether it's by themselves or with their buddies, and they're they're going to shoot around outside. And that's kind of the goal. We just want guys, kids, boys, girls, to be hoopers inside, outside all the time and kind of develop that love for the game.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, that you see, like, at least when I come to these, the kids are having fun, and it's almost kind of like they're just hanging out playing basketball together. I know it isn't super organized. Like, when I got here at the very end, the kids were kind of playing knockout, I think, kind of split with age levels and different heights of the hoop based on, you know, if you're too young to try to shoot the ball at 10 feet. So just walk us through kind of what a typical hour at one of these looks like and what really you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it's pretty much games-based. I mean, we'll do a couple skill work to get going and stuff like that, just handling the ball, shooting. But then it's, you know, today what we did is we played one-on-one. We transitioned that into three-on-three, and then we finished with knockout. And then we try to build in some of our program philosophies. We just talk to the kids briefly, about 3-4 minutes, about what we want them to accomplish this summer, or what it means to be a Sherrard Tiger basketball player. But, you know, I can overcoach with the best of them, and that's not what this is about. It's getting basketball in hands, trying to get them just to want to be here. And the fact is that, yeah, I'm sure some parents had to drag them to be here, but most of the kids are coming up with smiles with their basketball. They wanted to be here. And so that is what we're trying to do, because it's a long time from third grade to varsity basketball. So if everything's drill, 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 you have to be better, you have to be better, you might burn them out. And everyone's going to grow at their own pace. So just trying to develop that passion for the game, that is really the goal and the focus.
So there are people who, you know, maybe missed today's, or kids hadn't heard about it. Now they know that it's going on. Can you kind of run through the schedule for the rest of the summer for what the youth kids can take part in?
Yeah, we have two more opportunities. 2 weeks from today, we're going to be at the Matherville Park. And then 2 weeks from that Monday, we're going to be at Viola Park as well. And so check our Facebook page, Sherrard Boys Basketball. We'll have updates on there. But that's the plan. Come out. I know it's a really tough time, kind of busy schedule, but we put it 12-1. Consciously knowing that it's not going to interfere with baseball. Kids are probably been inside in the morning. Maybe it's time to come outside a little bit. And, you know, if they can come out, whether they're basketball players or not, if they've never played basketball and they want to come out, this is a great opportunity just to expose themselves just for an hour. It's not a big commitment. But we take everybody, boys, girls, whoever wants to come, and have a good time.
So you mentioned that boys, girls can come. Now, something that I wanted to ask you about, when I was a kid, like, I would go to basketball camps all over the place, like different schools. Like, I remember I would come to the Sherrard one all the time with Coach Hutton. So if there's someone listening to this that their kid, you know, maybe wants to get out and play basketball and they live in Aledo, or they live in Orion, or they live in Taylor Ridge or wherever, are you taking them or are you kicking them away?
No, they all can come except the Rockets. No, even Rockridge guys, they can come too. This, you know, we're at a point where, you know, and I think your dad says it, you say it as well. Yes, we want Sherrard Tigers basketball to be the best that it possibly can. But I feel I have a responsibility to grow the game. And it doesn't matter if you're a Sherrard kid, Mercer County kid, Rockridge kid, Orion kid. It is about growing the basketball game. And some of the stuff that we do with the older kids in the summer too, we will see kids from other schools and stuff like that come work out with us. And that's great, because ultimately it's about developing young people to be better people, better players. And if we can have a part in that process, we're going to do that.
Well, like we were saying, we're into June now already, which is crazy, which means kind of your high school varsity basketball team is starting to, I'm sure, get ready to kind of put the summer schedule together. So just tell me, I know as we're super early in the process, but, you know, you lost a handful of really key contributors from your 2025-26 group. What do you want to accomplish this summer with the varsity Tigers?
Got to get some experience, right? And so graduating six great seniors for us, only bring back four guys that dressed. Fortunately, those four guys logged a lot of minutes, so we have a really good nucleus right there. But then with that, we have a very good junior group that we're very confident in, but they don't have experience. And so we take it a lot slower than most programs. We're not even going to really get in the gym for another week or so, and we're just going to hit it hard for 2-3 weeks, try to get as much experience as possible. But this team, you know, nothing is given, but this team has just as much potential as the last few teams that we've been able to coach. Now, whether the biggest thing is, you know, once you've had success, are they just going to kind of rest on this and think that's going to happen naturally? Because I'll tell you, the last 3-4 groups that we've had here at Sherrard have worked extremely hard. And if they follow that model that's been put in front of them, then I like what this team has the potential to do. And it's going to be fun seeing what they can do this summer and watch us grow as a program.
And it's really the last thing I have for you. I know you just kind of wrapped up your first year as the high school principal as well as the basketball coach at Sherrard. And I think this kind of ties it all together, where I, you know, a couple years ago you had mentioned, you know, you want to give kids a chance to have a positive interaction with the basketball program. Now there's 40, 45 kids here today. Obviously the odds are that all 45 of them are playing basketball by the time they're seniors in high school aren't great, but you know, you give them the chance to have fun with your program. So just, was there any added perspective you got from being the high school principal at Sherrard in addition to the basketball coach this season, or maybe some lessons you learned from that role that you can apply to being the basketball coach?
Yeah, it's, I think being a basketball coach for as long as I had been has helped prepare me to be a principal or a leader of a school. I'm just very fortunate that, you know, I have had two superintendents that have really supported me, and I've had a principal in Tim Worthington that retired last year that really supported me, and then I have a great supporting staff, and I wouldn't be able to do this without my admin team or without my assistant coaches as well, and I've just been very fortunate to have so many good people around me. But the lessons that you get, and sometimes, like, you know, people kind of look at me as like, why would you do both and things like that. But, you know, to build a great school culture, you know, I need to lead by example. And everybody, I want my teachers to get involved, and I want them to be a part of the art club or FFA or whatever it is to give to their students. Well, this is just one way that I can do it as well. And that, like I already said, both those positions, they kind of interact in different ways and teach me a lot of lessons. And I'm still learning a lot, and I don't get a lot right, but what I do is I just try my hardest, and I hope that that both, whether it's the students or whether it's players, we're trying to do the same thing, is either give them great experiences on the floor or in the classroom. And so I'm very lucky that I get that opportunity to do that.
Sherrard boys basketball coach Alex Johnson in the parks in the summer of 2026. Again, appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Ty. Thanks for coming. I appreciate you.